Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today we're looking at a concept we call progressive holiness. This should happen in our lives after we become believers, after we have put our faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. You see, when we're born again by God's Spirit, He sees us as perfect in Christ. We call this positional holiness. But once we become Christ followers, we should experience progressive holiness. Becoming holy and Christ-like while on earth is a process that should continue until we're with Jesus Christ in heaven. This is the great emphasis in the New Testament letters. Again and again, we're instructed to become like Christ, to measure up to the stature and fullness of Christ. Becoming holy as God intended involves an act of the will, following our conversion to Jesus Christ. For example, in the first three chapters of Ephesians, Paul outlined our position in Christ. In the last three chapters, he instructed us to become like Christ, to walk in a manner worthy of our calling. We see the same pattern in the letter to the Romans. The first 11 chapters outline in great detail God's mercy in saving us. The remaining chapters describe how we're to live a holy life in view of God's mercy. Here's Paul's beautiful summary. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.